Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition of the program at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Just because we're live on the scene at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition, doesn't mean we're not still taking your calls, and we're not still live. We are here. In fact, this is the last night at Porkfest. We've been here all week long. It's been a tremendous success. The event itself has been an absolute blast. The people, as always, have been incredibly kind, warm, and welcoming, and wonderful, and lots of new faces, as there are every single year. Usually it's like about half of the people at Porkfest have never actually been here before, which is always exciting. We still, actually, John Kurtz is joining us again here from OrlandoCopWatch.com. And, John, what are your reflections on this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Well, I've had a blast. I actually had a... I guess it's a gyro wrapped in bacon, which was just awesome.
The train wreck, as it is called.
I believe so, yeah.
Instead of bread, there's a weaved bacon on the outside.
Right, it was unbelievable from Mandrick, I guess. Jordan Page is going to be playing tonight. That's going to be terrific at the Jazz Hall. You know, and just meeting all the people and talking to people I met, just all types of new people I've met that I've you know, sort of celebrities in my own mind. You know, maybe the outside world doesn't consider them celebrities, but I sure do. You know, people like Adam Kokesh I got a chance to talk with, and all types of people. So I'm having a blast, as always. Obviously, I'll be here next year. I can't imagine not coming back here. Love it.
Awesome. It has been a good time. Mark, your reflections on Porkfest this year?
You know, it's a great family event. It's a big party event. I've had a wonderful time. I've done some emceeing of different portions. Got to talk to some of the speakers. Really great time. I had probably too good of a time at the SACL CAI Fun Compound a couple of evenings.
Well, you were up till 5 a.m., right?
That was one time, yeah. That was one time. That was rough.
Yeah, there's a lot of late nights. If you want them to be late, you can go pretty much as late as you want. Some people staying up all night and like not sleeping. I got some good sleep, actually, here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. And, of course, tonight's the last night. People are going to blast out. There's still going to be campfires and live music and the dance party, apparently, going on as well here. So it's not quite over yet. And inevitably, pictures will be posted, I'm sure, later down the line at porkfest.com. But it's just been so much fun, and I'm so glad that we came out for the entire week. Just to give you some idea of what actually transpired today, apparently there was the Freetown discussion panel. I totally missed this thing. I had to go and do an introduction for Julian Heichlin. I didn't wake up until 11 o'clock anyway, so I didn't. I actually have been getting up on time this week. Normally when I'm at home, actually having to do responsible things for my own life, I can't get up on time. But I'm here at Porkfest, you know, partying every single night, and I'm up at 9 a.m. almost every single day. It's amazing. It's some sort of camping thing. When you're out in the woods, for some reason, the sun comes up, and you just get up in most cases, unless you're up way, way too late. So there was that, also some, also some breakfast with certain people who are of note within the Liberty community. Bob Murphy, who's, I guess, a big thinker, I forget which organization he's with, was with a think tank group. Is it Mises? It might be the Mises Institute. He was giving a speech today. The Free State Project elected panel happened today. So a group of folks who have actually already been here long enough to where they could run for state house and have been elected. We've got over a dozen, I think about a dozen so-called Free Staters who have been elected to the state house thus far. One of our listeners, who's I think been in New Hampshire longer than the Free State Project, Jim Forsyth, has actually been elected to the Senate. So there's all kinds of like Free Talk Live listening people that are actually in positions of political influence in the state thus far. And again, we're just getting the ball rolling here. Josh Noonan, the Federal Crime, played. I think his website, thefederalcrime.com, great music. There have been something like 25 musical performance artists here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival throughout the entire week. And, of course, that's been a lot of fun as well. And then, of course, the inevitable group photo where hundreds of people line up and they have their photo taken on the big lawn here. The hill.
It's amazing to see how many people are there.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. So again, porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Now, John Kurtz, you're going to court this week in Orlando because you dared to record video of a Orlando cop, correct?
Right. I have trial scheduled for Tuesday. It should take place Tuesday, even though I don't have 100% confirmation on that, which I think is kind of strange. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's pretty possible they're trying to avoid having a large crowd there again like they did last year. Last time. But, yeah, I should have trial on Tuesday, the 28th, the day I get back, essentially. My charges are battery on a law enforcement officer, among other misdemeanors, which I'm completely innocent of. But, of course, they stole my police.
Was this one of these situations where you battered the law enforcement officer with your face several times into his fist?
Right.
That
kind
of thing?
Yeah, they, I pushed him, allegedly.
Poor men.
Allegedly, I pushed him, but, of course, when the street camera video evidence came out, he changed the story completely two different times because it's nonsense. I never touched the man. He was beating me up, essentially.
So is he going to go to jail for false arrest?
Well,
they don't do that.
I could only hope so, but I need to be found not guilty first. And
well, don't you understand?
Don't worry, it's not going to happen.
Don't you understand that it's battery against police officers when you hurt their feelings? Because you had a video camera, and that hurts because he's used to just getting away with everything that he does, and video cameras are a threat to that.
I should have known because this officer Adam McRuller has a history of arresting people who videotape him. He arrested a Channel 9 news reporter before for videotaping him, so yeah. I should have known he was very sensitive to this issue, and I should have just let him beat the crap out of this guy. But unfortunately, my conscience wouldn't allow that, and I'm paying the penalty.
Good for you for stepping up, and it's courageous people like you, John, that encourage others. I was talking with Andrew Carroll, who is a Keniac. He's one of the subjects of the new Libertopia film, which actually was screened here for the first, I think one of the first times, here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, libertopiafilm.com, if I'm not mistaken, is their website. But they follow three different Free State Project participants in their process of getting here and getting active in New Hampshire. And Andrew has done some civil disobedience where he went to jail for 6 or 8 days or something like 13 days for having cannabis. He went and he held cannabis openly in a public park in Keene, made an announcement about it in advance. The police came in after about 20 minutes and made an arrest. He didn't take a plea deal. He went to trial and went to jail over this. And he said that the amount of people who have come up to him, and this guy's maybe 20 years old.
Yeah,
maybe 21. He moved here when he was 18, and that was like a couple of years ago. He said the amount of people that have come up to him and said, thank you. You were the reason I moved to New Hampshire. You and your activism, what you did, was the reason I decided I'm going to move to New Hampshire. And he said that's just, it's so meaningful to him that he said he was willing to do another 8 days in jail if he knew that it would get another 10 movers here to New Hampshire. I mean, it one person doing something, standing up for what's right, and then promoting it. There has to be, you know, word has to get out about that
sure.
person doing those things. One person doing the right thing can infect 100 more who will then be inspired to step up. And when their turn comes, whether it's to initiate something by doing civil disobedience like you guys have done in Orlando, or to just simply live free, and then when they're aggressed against inevitably by the state to non-cooperate, not take the plea deal at that point. Again, as long as you've got that network of promotion in there, as we do with FreeKeene.com and this radio show, to get the word out about exciting acts of civil disobedience and such, then that brings other people on board. And it's a chain reaction where those new people come, they do something, they inspire someone new, and so on and so forth. And I think that's really exciting. So thanks for doing everything down there.
Thank you. It's really been amazing with the Internet and everything, how many people have sort of heard of my story from who knows where and have reached out to me. Michael Shanklin did a video about me that's gone viral, has something like 20,000 views.
Wow.
And I have, you know, just random people, you know, messaging me and stuff like that, saying, hey, I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm going to do the same type of thing. And so it's really amazing how many people you can touch if you just do it and get your story out there. So I absolutely encourage everybody else to just do it.
So if there's anyone in the Central or North Florida area that wants to come see this trial
yeah.
and support you on Tuesday morning, where do they go?
Tuesday morning, come to the Orange County Courthouse, 425 North Orange Avenue, Orlando, Florida. I'll be there at 8:30. The trial will probably start around 11. They'll do jury selection and that sort of thing. So please come out and show support.
Fantastic. Good luck, John.
Thank you.
Hopefully, if you're not in a jail cell, or if you are in a jail cell, give us a call and let us know what happens.
Mail to jail to me, would you?
That's right. Well, I hope that we can get you on there. Mail to jail does tend to focus on New Hampshire-based activists. Sometimes they do break out from that.
It's really despicable when law enforcement officers will go after you for filming. I mean, it should be
yeah.
the right of every American citizen or every person in America to be able to videotape the public servants, quote unquote, on public land being paid public money on public time. It's ridiculous if they do otherwise.
There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Find John online at OrlandoCopWatch.com. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 24th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1520.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1558.97, $779.48 for a half ounce, or $389.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1558.97, $779.48, and $389.74.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here for you. Take your phone calls about what you want at 800-259-9231. Also slipping in some interviews here from the studio here in New Hampshire, Lancaster, New Hampshire, the northern portion of New Hampshire. We're here at the Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains, with hundreds, surrounded by hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People that love freedom and are willing to do something about it. Go to freestateproject.org. You know, we've been talking about porkfest.com all night. We haven't mentioned freestateproject.org. that's the place you want to go and visit to learn more about this concept, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people here to New Hampshire to get active to achieve freedom in our lifetime.
You know that the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. They always do. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins, they could be that currency. They are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward. You can find out more at weusecoins.org. You know, the U.S. dollar is going down. Bitcoins are going up. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. It's weusecoins.org.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to bring another special guest here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls. Dan is listening to WFLA in St. Pete, Florida. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Okay, thank you. I hope my cell phone battery holds out. First of all,
Dan,
I want to compliment you guys. I've been listening to you for a number of years, and you are getting better and smarter and more knowledgeable and more understanding. But I do have to.
I'm working on the understanding part.
Yeah. I do have to respond to the gentleman who's not paying property taxes.
Yes, sir.
I assume he goes to his house and leaves by helicopter, not going on a public road.
Most roads are paid for by gas taxes, actually.
I'm sorry. City roads are not paid for by gas taxes.
That's mostly true, but, you know, for instance, at my house, I would like to point out, at my house, I live on a state road, and so, you know, the state does take gas taxes, but I have to pay for the town roads that I don't use.
Does he live on a state road?
As a matter of fact, I believe he lives off of a state road. But, you know, this is, a lot of these town roads are really just multiple person driveways. I mean, why in the world should, I would love to be the one paving my road, the roads that I use. I want to pay for those roads.
Is this a talk show?
Yes.
Do I get to talk or I don't?
Go right ahead.
Well, we have to have a conversation so you don't just get to ramble for 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm not trying to ramble. I just asked a question. Does he use any other city or county services on his property?
Well, they're not services when you don't want them. For instance, you know, there is a public school in my town.
If he doesn't want them, he doesn't have to use them. Does he use them?
But he has to pay for them. I mean, I don't walk into Walmart. Doesn't send me a bill for stuff I didn't buy.
He's not paying his property tax. I'm trying to get to the point. He's not paying his property tax. Is he using any services that tax would pay for? What are you talking about, me rambling and not making sense? This is a perfectly clear question.
I can't tell you. The only road I could assume that he's driving on some town road, and I would love the opportunity to be able to use a town road that I pay for. Just individually. I'd like to just be able to pay the fire department to be able to cover my house. But 80% of the taxes in up here.
How would you go about doing that?
Well, that's the problem. There's a governmental. There's a governmental organization that wants me to pay this certain amount, and 60 to 80% of that amount goes to send other people's kids to school.
Uh huh. If you don't like the school, change the school.
How can I change the school? I should spend all this time changing a school I don't want to send my kid to?
Because
I don't want to send my kid to some governmental indoctrination center.
I won't get excited. Because those old dead men wrote a constitution that provides enough variation to allow you to be on a radio talking to people all over the country and trying to get us to act. And we can all act. We can vote. We can protest. We can tell the police they have no right to stop us from taking videotape. Or everybody's got a cell phone. Next time you see a policeman misbehaving, very quietly record it. Don't tell him you've got a recording.
Well, sir, in many cases, that is a violation of the wiretapping statutes and will get you arrested for felony.
Excuse me, you you get, there is no expectation of privacy from something happening out in the public.
That doesn't mean you won't get arrested and charged with, Dan, that doesn't mean you won't get arrested and charged with a felony just because there's no expectation of privacy. I mean, you don't know what you're talking about, with all due respect.
With the evidence, sure, I'll be glad to be arrested and charged with a felony.
Great. Well, I look forward to hearing of your
story.
When
that happens, Dan, then you go in, you've got this bond. It's tremendously large. You then have these bond restrictions.
If nobody takes any action, you guys act like you believe we could have a country that had no rules, no regulations, no taxes, and nobody paid for anything. And I don't think that'll work either.
Dan,
well, I just like to act in a voluntary fashion. I want government, but I only want the government that I want to pay for. I mean, this is like saying.
Have you ever read the Federalist Papers?
Yes, I've read the Federalist Papers. It was one of the most boring reads by a bunch of big government old men that I've ever had. Let me finish my. Hey, are we in a talk radio show here? Let me finish is what I'm saying. The Federalist Papers stunk, and they were written by a bunch of big government plutocrats.
Hey, calm down.
You were scolding me.
You got upset earlier, Dan, and we gave you plenty of chance to say what you had to say. And the thing is, whenever somebody says something to you, you interrupt them after the first two sentences. And, of course, if somebody's talking while you're talking, you can possibly be listening. So we're not really having a productive conversation. I'd like to go back to the question you originally asked. Is this guy who's not paying property taxes in Massachusetts using any services? Well, he's not here, so we can't ask him personally. All we could possibly do is speculate. But the point you bring up is a good point, and it is a valid objection, I think, by people who are still kind of inside the system. And it's one of the reasons why I would not want to stop paying all the property taxes, because I don't have a problem paying for roads and things like that. And I wouldn't want to be seen as some sort of a miser. You just want to hole up in your house and not pay any money into the system and not pay for the roads that you use or whatever other services. I'd be fine with just slashing the property taxes by 60%, because I don't, like you, Mark, I don't want to pay for the government indoctrination camps, but I don't mind paying for some of the other stuff. So just start by not paying 60% of the property tax bill and get other people to join in that. That way you're still paying some of it, and that way nobody can point at you and say, hey, you're not contributing your so-called fair share. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I almost never use town roads in my town, but I'd go ahead and pay for the roads because I know it's a small percentage of the taxes. Really, the largest percentage is the money to send other people's kids to school. Not my kid. The money's taken from my kid. My kid's homeschooled.
But as soon as the agorist independent road crews start going around and fixing the roads, I'll send them the money instead of the state.
There's got to be somebody who's better at taking care of roads than government.
So more coming up here. We've got a special guest going to join us in a moment, and you can take control here as well. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends today. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Extend your life with
my name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. In fact, you can control the content of the site. Maybe you see something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with our other listeners. You submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on other things, and the most voted up will make it to the front page of the site. So you'll see everything from YouTube videos to news articles to blog posts. Whatever it is our listeners think is interesting gets promoted up to the top at freetalklive.com. So head on over there. Get interactive. I'm going to introduce our guests here, and then, Dennis, hang out with us. We're going to take some more calls here. But then I'd like to talk, we'll get a chance, about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and some of the things they're doing up here. Dennis Goddard joins us here on the third mic here at Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Good evening, Dennis.
Oh, it is so awesome to be here with you guys. You guys are my lifeline into what's going on, even when I am sitting in New Hampshire and doing other things. I'm listening to Free Talk Live and feeling like I'm all connected, and this is so cool for me.
Well, certainly Free Talk Live isn't the only lifeline. There are lots of great Liberty folks up here doing media reporting. I mean, you've got Dave Ridley with RidleyReport.com. He is huge out there across the Internet. And also Jason Talley's now doing Talley.tv. We're going to see Freekeen, the Freekeen TV show starting up pretty soon, hopefully. And, of course, you actually host your own television show.
And there's me. If you want to know what's actually going on in the state, like not what the radical anarchists are doing in the libertarian ghetto, and you find out what the movers and shakers are actually making the policies are, you could watch my show at nhcaptv.com.
Right. It's a good way to keep connected. All of those are great ways to keep connected if you are on the outside or even if you're inside of New Hampshire. But if you want to know what's going on here, they're great windows to the world of the activism movement here. So stick with us, Dennis. Hang out. Feel free to jump in on some of these calls. We're going to go and continue with you and your thoughts with John in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man. How's it going? Look, I'm looking online here, and don't take this wrong, but I've actually got you and your buddy there. Good deal. One way, $179 each. No baggage cost through Venezuela. So if you don't want to, it's great. If you don't want to live here and just go with the system,
oh, you're
this
one
is
of
how
those.
America rolls. No, I am. I am. I love
it
to
is,
know what
this is how America rolls. It is
hey,
how America
hey,
rolls. You're right.
Let me finish. I got about 20 okay. more seconds, and I'll shut up and answer anything okay. you want to ask me, okay? You know, I'm not going to ramble on. But
yep.
we have a system here. It was
yep.
formed way back by a bunch of guys that put together a constitutional republic, a nation of laws and regulations. You do understand this, correct?
No,
we
I don't
have,
think we live
we
in a nation of laws.
Well, exactly. You don't. You don't. If it were up to you, you'd run naked through McDonald's with a blunt in your hand. That's the type of guy you are.
I have no interest in that.
That
thank
funny,
you very much.
You know?
No,
and
actually, you're
going to
let me. I
want to
address this nation of laws
run.
Thing. Right, he asked you
okay,
about that, that question.
Okay, nation of laws. If we had a nation of laws, laws would be enforced in an equal capacity. And you know as well as I do, the cops don't give speeding tickets to cops, and politicians don't pay taxes when they don't feel like it, and nothing happens to them. We don't live in a nation of laws. We live in a nation where there are two classes, the ruling class and your butt.
Okay, you really want to go there? Because I've got a rebuttal that will just stop you in your tracks.
But please.
Okay. Okay, you are, and I'm not saying you disrespect cops, but look, when one comes to your house to help you, you're going to be there and you're going to support him. The point
now
I'm trying to make is we have 30 million illegal immigrants in this country that are working, not paying any taxes at all, getting free
healthcare.
They pay
a lot of taxes.
Shutting
That's an
down
inaccurate
schools,
statement.
And you believe in a nation with no borders.
It's
so
an
how
inaccurate
can you sit
statement.
There and bang on the cops when you don't believe in enforcing the immigration laws we have?
Well, I don't know how those two are tied
I'll tell
together.
You how. Yeah, it's okay for you
well,
to
actually, I
want to
address something that you an inaccuracy that you made. An inaccuracy that you made is that illegal immigrants don't pay taxes. They live in domiciles. Those domiciles are taxed. They eat food. That food is taxed. They buy things. All those things are transported. Gas taxes. All these things. Also, many of them will take fake Social Security numbers so that they can,
work.
You know, operate in and work in society. And they pay taxes just like you do, the withholding tax. And they don't get the check back from the government because the Social Security numbers fake. So that is a canard. It is a red herring, and it is factually inaccurate.
Also, one other correction on something
Actually,
you said,
I live in a
John.
High immigrant population here, and I will tell you that 80% of them don't use any stores but Mexican stores. They take their
Mexican
paycheck,
stores pay taxes
and they have,
too.
Yeah, they have Mexican stores here. They have.
They all pay taxes.
Italian restaurants pay taxes too.
These
Chinese restaurants
don't even
pay
have
taxes.
Business permits. They've been shut down left and right. They're not even.
That's heroic, if you ask
store.
Me. Heroic Americans will not pay for business permits. They will not beg permission. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, dude, where there are people selling all kinds of products and services who have not begged permission to pay taxes, to pay the state for some permission slip to do their business.
Oh,
if you
hey,
want to live in a free
hey,
country, you don't
you
beg. You don't get on your knees.
No,
like
you're
slave.
Right. I am fully with you on that. I think that's a bunch of crap. You should be able to sell what you want. I'm an herbalist. I believe in natural nutrition and holistic medicine. I think the government needs to get out of everybody's life with a lot of things. But
all right,
some
John.
Things
one
you
more
do
thing
need.
That you need to be one more thing you need to be corrected on. I would never run through McDonald's naked with a blunt because McDonald's has a no smoking and a clothing policy, and I respect private property rights.
Well, I probably would after a half a fifth of tequila, but that's for another show, okay?
Well, so John, I think I can
show,
come.
What I'm trying to tell you, okay, is not all cops are bad.
I know not all cops are bad.
They just enforce a bunch of bad laws.
John, I think
yeah,
I'm coming
exactly
at things
right,
from a close.
Don't bang on them. It's upsetting.
I hear what you're saying, John.
We need a military. I know what you're saying, and it's
John,
a bad
slow down.
Thing
you're covering 20 issues at once. We need to take this
I'm
one issue at a time.
Let's take this military issue, John.
Very often.
John, I'm right with you on this military issue. You know, my dad was an aviator during World War II, and you know, I'm lucky to be alive because he's alive. And you know, after the war, and I'm growing up and listening to my dad talk about stuff. One of the things that he always told me was, "The boots will march again in your lifetime," and he took care of them in his lifetime, and it'll be up to me one day. And what he always told me was, "You never have to worry about those barbarians at the gate. The people you have to worry about, boy, are the law and order men."
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, dude.
I can deal with it.
All right, look, the cops aren't all bad, and we've said that before on the air. I've gone
we've
on
had
a ride
cops on the air.
Right, we talked to cops. I'm friends with friendly with cops. I've been on a ride along with a Keene police officer who agrees with us on a lot of issues. And so I am aware of this. However, a lot of the so-called good cops are still doing bad things, because when good people enforce bad laws, they are doing wrong. And they need to be called out for that. They need to be recorded. They need to be held accountable for their actions. I want police who are enforcing peace. I want them to keep the peace. I want them to stop violent people from hurting people. I want them to stop criminals from destroying property, graffiti and arson, and, you know, I want to stop rape and murder and
violence.
I
just want them to give other cops tickets. But I just want to see that happen once.
I don't want the police to arrest peaceful people who aren't harming other folks. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that. I agree with you 100%.
See,
but I also
I'm glad
like
we're in agreement. Thanks, John. I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you so much at 800-259-9231. A different John, this one listening in Ohio to WCER. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. John, listening in Ohio in the Canton area to WCER. John going once. John going twice. Let's move on to Frank, apparently, is actually in Ohio listening to WCER. Frank, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to address John. Look, what we want is freedom of the airways. We don't want to be nasty, vulgar, ugly people. We want freedom of information, John. And we are fed up with the pathological liars that are run by Wall Street and the international bankster gangsters, and them telling our military and our Congress, if you don't do this and pass this bill and fund a bunch of criminals at Goldman Sachs and Freddie Mae and Fannie, that we will declare martial law. So really they're sticking up our congressmen that are elected, and then the rest of the Wall Street buys them out. John,
well, I don't consider them my congressmen, but thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. I didn't elect them. I'm not interested. However, I do understand where he's coming from. Certainly, you know, the police state is getting larger, more oppressive, and the banks are part and parcel to some extent of what's going on. At least the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a group of private bank people that essentially steal your money by inflating the money supply, printing out as much money as they want to, and taking the value from the money in your pocket. It's a pretty devious form of taxation that's almost impossible to avoid. There's more coming up here. Time for you and your thoughts. Free Talk Live. Final segment next.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
We're here at Pork Fest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and maybe there's enough time for your call if you're on the line. If not, don't worry. We do this 7 nights a week. Mark actually just kicked off the brand new Free Talk Live Sunday edition, which is, at this time, it's an internet-only program. Maybe it will end up being syndicated for radio. We're working on making that happen with our partners over at the Genesis Communications Network.
If by maybe you mean I could die by being hit by a city bus,
yes,
that's possible.
Right. Well, I mean, it's moving in that direction. But we haven't quite locked down all the details on that yet. So you'll be able to tune in to Mark tomorrow night from 7 to 10 Eastern over at freetalklive.com. Then we're back on the radio on Monday night as we do this thing every single night. So, again, if you didn't get in tonight, it's not too late. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to you here. Dennis Goddard is with us from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. It's an organization that is kind of was started by Free Staters, I think, to some extent.
No, that's completely wrong.
Really?
It was started by people who lived in New Hampshire just after the Free State Project had its vote and decided that New Hampshire was going to be the destination. And what they said was, well, if there's going to be lots and lots of new people coming in, we want to make sure that they are able to get active in a way that's actually going to change things and make a difference.
There weren't any Free Staters on the original board of directors of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
I think by definition, most of them were already, maybe one or two of them were. Mm-hmm. I'd have to look, but I know it's mostly native New Hampshireites trying to help these people coming in to not be carpetbaggers and flatlanders coming and telling us what to do.
Well, native New Hampshireites could have been Free Staters, right? Because in the beginning of the Free State Project, you could sign up from all of the, you know, the whole around the world. There were 10 different states that were candidates, and then New Hampshire won in a vote. And all those people who were already in New Hampshire kind of grandfathered in at that point.
Sí, es verdad.
Technically, they could have been Free Staters. So anyway, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been around for several years now, and they've really gotten a foothold in Concord.
Foothold? They're the power in Concord. They're the ones calling the shots. I would say
they're complaining that the Free Staters have taken over.
Free Staters are responsible for putting the guy who is now the Speaker of the House, the New Hampshire House of Representatives. He's the Free Stater choice. He knows he was put there by the Free Staters who were elected to the House of Representatives. The chair of the GOP is basically put there as a pawn of the Free Staters. Basically, the Free Staters are in control of what is going on.
It's true. Right. So, and that's only after a few years. I mean, several years of being active with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You guys are doing a lot of stuff. It's a lot of work there, and there are lots of positions for people that want to volunteer and assist, not just here in New Hampshire, but people from outside of New Hampshire. So if you're out there listening and you think, wow, it's pretty exciting, what's going on, and I'd really like to get involved, but I can't move for a few years or whatever, for whatever reason I feel like I'm tied down, but I still want to help those guys out because it is the most exciting liberty movement in the entire world. Of that, there is no doubt. You can help out financially by becoming like a life member or a monthly contributor over at nhliberty.org. But also, you guys look at every single bill that comes up for proposal in the New Hampshire State House, and you kind of check it out and you rate it based on the Liberty rating as far as, you know, vote yes for this because that's the Liberty vote, or vote no, that's the Liberty vote. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, and it's all over the Internet. It's something that I frequently do in the middle of the night in my underpants with a beer, and it's for Liberty. So it's pretty cool. And, you know,
awesome.
Yeah, and we try to do a standardized scale. We really try to break out, look, at the end of the day, does this legislation result in a broad-based tax, or is it really a user fee? And if it's a user fee, we're going to say, well, that's better than if it was done as a broad-based tax. Is this something that, you know, demeans people's rights, or does it give rights to the state somehow? And, you know, on all these objective criteria, so that we can, at the end of the day, say plus or minus, and it's not easy. We debate a lot, and we say, is this pro-liberty, anti-liberty? Then we try to get people to vote that way.
Right, you
awesome.
Deliver the voting recommendations to all of the people in the entire state house to give them the information. Hey, here's what the Republicans say you need to do this, the Democrats say you need to do this, and the Liberty Alliance says this is the Liberty position.
And in just 2 weeks, Mr. Mark Edge is going to be the MC for our annual dinner, at which we will unveil the new report card, and we will find out who's been naughty and who's been nice and who is a threat to the Constitution in our state.
Because yeah. You rate all of the different state reps and senators, correct? You
yes,
give them
sir.
A letter rating like A through F for constitutional threat as the lowest rating.
Right.
That
and
is
you
correct.
Endorse certain candidates for office, and there's about 125 in, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed people in the House in New Hampshire.
Yeah, about a quarter of the legislature is our pick.
And these legislators, they just passed a budget that was a reduction of 12%. And I'd like everybody in Radio Land listening to, well,
12% is not a big number. You know, the actual number was in dollars was a billion with a
yeah.
buck.
It was a billion dollars.
And that was three staters responsible
for
those votes.
That's in this state that's a big deal. I mean, I'd like everybody who's listening think, huh, how much did my legislature cut from? Oh, they didn't. They raised they raised the budget again because government doesn't know how to shrink. There's no way.
Look at Illinois.
You know, begging them and asking them and following the rules of law and all this stuff, that's not going to get them to shrink.
So go to nhliberty.org to learn more about them. Dennis, you're certainly welcome to stick with us for the remainder of the show. Let's get some more folks on here with their thoughts and their comments. Going to Jack, listening in Michigan. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and Dennis Goddard. Jack in Michigan, going once. Jack in Michigan, going twice. Let's move on to Gordon, listening in Oregon to KMED. Hello, Gordon. You're on Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
A question about the, when he was talking about his house being taken, right, and the lien process that he discussed, I assume he would have to own his house outright, right?
Yeah, it's sort of like that. Basically, he has a private loan on the house from another individual.
Okay.
So yeah.
We're talking about, for our listeners that don't know, we're talking about the first hour of the show. If you missed it, grab it later tonight at freetalklive.com, where we had a gentleman in who has not paid property taxes ever on his home, and he was talking about something that he would do differently if he would, because they're about to steal his home on Tuesday. What he would do differently would be to have someone place a million-dollar lien on his home that's a friend of his. He places a $1 million lien on another person's home, and that other person puts a $1 million lien on their home. So everybody's kind of locked into this lien process, where if the government then attempts a tax sale on the property, they'll never be able to auction it off because the buyer would have to satisfy that lien before they could actually make the purchase of the home. So it would be a way to prevent anybody from buying the house at the tax sale.
Right. Now, at that point, would they just kick him out and take the home anyway?
I feel like that's what would end up happening, but nonetheless, that would be better than, you know, someone else thinking they own the place.
Oh no, there's a legal detail here, and we cannot collect property taxes. And oh, we're sorry. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. It was fascinating. That's why I wanted to call. I wanted to clarify it.
There you go. Anything else you want to share? Thanks, Gordon. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mark, listening in Canton to WCER in Ohio. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, late at night when I'm drinking wine in my underpants, to copy that guy, I think about the property taxes. You know, I've never had children. I don't plan on them. And every time they pass the school levy, it's an extra $200 a year, you know, and it just galls me. So I agree with you with that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I was a little bit off the subject. Are you guys aware of the Homeland Security surveillance blimps that they've come out and admitted that they're all over the United States?
No, I have not heard that story yet. But then again, I've been disconnected. Is this new news? Is this like within the last week? Because I've been out in the woods. I haven't seen any news.
Well, yeah, you know, I noticed these things following me late at night, and I thought, okay, you're going over the edge now. But I'd shine a flashlight at them. They'd come closer. Well, come to tell, Homeland what? Security just came out about a month ago and admitted that they have them all over. And
how high up are these things? You can just shine a flashlight at them.
How high up are you?
Well, they're not real high. Yeah, really, it sounds like it, I know. They look like a major star, and you can see them everywhere. We have three where I live, and they actually...
Hold on a second. Hold on. Under a point of clarification, yeah. Are you suggesting the blimps only come out at nighttime?
No, they're always around, but you can only see them at night. And
why would that be?
I don't know because I'm not a real technical person, but I know
that... sounds a little paranoid. I mean, now where did you get this news?
No, I listen all the time to Alex Jones, you know.
That explains it.
Okay,
but
really, keep an open mind because I've actually seen these and talked to other people.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
MSNBC.com, eyes in the sky for Homeland Security. From blimps to do-it-yourself unmanned vehicles, a trend takes flight.
No, the unwritten rule is the crazy Free Talk Live caller is not actually saying.
It is 2005.
It's the year 2005. Look, I'm not saying that there aren't unmanned aerial vehicles. We know that in Houston, they tested the drones. The police department was testing drones in downtown Houston for monitoring purposes. So we know these things happen. But it wouldn't make any sense that if you could see it at nighttime as a star in the sky, that you couldn't see it during the daytime either. I mean, if it's a...
Well, maybe my eyes are not as good as they should be, but I'm telling you,
They'd be better during the day.
Okay.
Your eyes would be better during the day.
Okay, now, I never thought about that, but let me tell you my own experiences with them.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, I try to keep open mind because I do not know everything.
Dude, you're going to have to tell us another night. We're too short on time. Thanks for the call. Call us another time. We're going to get Nick in here real quick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go quick. You got the last 20 seconds.
Hi, a caller a while ago made the claim that if you use the services of government, then you should pay for them. First of all, the government does not treat taxes as a payment for service because they take the money whether you use the services or not, and they also provide those services whether you pay for them or not. But furthermore, even if they did charge you only for the services you received, it's still not a fair payment because you can't opt out. Let's say you stop at a red light and a homeless person comes up and starts washing your window. Are you obligated to pay him? No, because outside of an explicit contract stating otherwise, receiving a service does not obligate you to pay for it.
That's right, and I never agreed to their services. I never signed a social contract.
I just wanted to leave me alone.
We're out of time for tonight at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. Thanks so much to everybody for coming out here. It was awesome, and we'll be back next year, and we'll be back, of course, on the radio on Monday night. Mark will be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You have a super rest of your weekend.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.